It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, and joining us is Andy Carboni. And what a week for the Red Sox, Andy. A huge, huge win on Sunday. They sweep the Blue Jays, and they have a three-game lead in the American League East. How, kind of a sweet week for the Sox, right?
Certainly was, Bill. I wouldn't have expected the next time we talked that the Red Sox have a three-game lead in the division over the Yankees, that's for sure. Now, the 6-1 for the week overall, and they took care of business up in Toronto, which is usually a hassle for them going up there. But they got a great start out of Chris Sale. He went to the 11th game. And, of course, Mookie Betts on Sunday just went crazy with two home runs and eight RBIs. And he tied a major league record for a leadoff batter with eight RBIs in a game. It's only been done now by five players ever. So that was nice to see as we go through the home stretch toward the All-Star break.
Yeah, and I got Betts, Sale, Kimbrel, all named to the All-Star team. Bogart's still in the running. So they're trying to get the ballot, stuff that ballot box for the Sox right now, aren't they?
Absolutely. And then with Bogart's fans, hopefully the last player in the American League and National League roster, and Bogart is on the list of the American League. So hopefully Sox fans get out there, get on the internet, and click Bogart, and Red Sox have another member on the roster.
Are the Red Sox still looking for pitching? And when I say that, because is Sonny Gray available in Oakland?
Well, that's one of the starting pitchers that is rumored to be available, Sonny Gray of the A's. Coming off an injury from last year, he's been pitching decently this year since his return. Red Sox reportedly are looking for some more pitching. Obviously, the Eduardo Rodriguez situation is still kind of up in the air. I think Doug Pfister's come in, done a nice job in his two starts so far, replacing him as a fifth starter at this point. But I guess the old saying is you never have enough pitching, whether it's starting or relieving. I think Red Sox might be looking for one starting pitcher and possibly some more help in the bullpen. Because the situation with Carson Smith still seems to be up in the air. If he's ever going to return this year, we know that Thornburg has been lost for the season. So I wouldn't be shocked if the Red Sox had at least one, if not two, pitchers by the deadline if things keep going along as it is. But to me, it's still a glaring hole in this team, which really doesn't seem to be being addressed in the media, is what potential moves they're going to make down the road. But a third baseman, it's been a revolving door. To me, it's a problem with this team. I think they need that little bit of extra offense from that spot in the lineup. But we'll see what happens down the road.
Yeah, tough to combine offense and defense in that position for the Sox lately.
No, we could take a couple of the guys we've had over there and kind of combine them. Some can hit, some can field.
Yeah,
can't get anyone to do both. So.
Exactly. Well, going back to the Twin series earlier in the week, John Farrell got suspended, served a one-day suspension. Your take on that incident?
Well, I kind of enjoyed it, to be honest with you. I like it's kind of more of an old-school argument between an umpire and a manager these days with the instant replay. You really don't get to see that many heated arguments between umpires and managers anymore. Basically, what Farrell did, you know, when he was pointing at the umpire, he kind of grazed his shirt. The umpire's shirt, and that was an automatic one-game suspension with the grazing of the shirt. But I did like to see Farrell get heated. Hopefully, that got the team pumped up a little bit. That's part of baseball. You need to see a manager go out there and fight for his team and create a ruckus every once in a while. And you know, I think that could do some good. So there's one-game suspension for grazing a shirt. I guess you can't. That's the rule. That's the rule. You can't get too wound up about that. I would like to see a little bit of excitement out of Farrell once in a while.
Yeah, you probably like fights in hockey too, don't you?
You got that right. No question about it. That sport's been ruined too.
You know, another thing too, Andy, is I heard somebody talking this past week and they're regarding the Farrell thing, and they're saying you don't see that often. But how unique is it that kind of thing, like fights in hockey, the manager umpire argument, we just took them for granted as that is the way these things work, where you wouldn't have that happen in basketball. You wouldn't have a coach yelling at a referee like that. They yell, but not like that. And the same in other sports. Yet baseball, you can kick dirt on the guy. You can, you know, you have all those great arguments over the years. You're right. It's just a unique part of that game.
I mean, even look at football, where that's more of a physical sport than any of them, and you don't see the coaches and the referees going at it, you know, type of thing. So it's definitely something that is unique to baseball back in the day, more so, and obviously with hockey back in the day with fighting.
You know, I'd like to see is maybe go bring a little hockey into baseball and maybe have the managers and the umpire just slug it out. You know what I mean? How great would that be?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to some people about the Farrell situation. I'm like, you know, I was when that whole thing was going on and he was going jaw to jaw with the umpires, I'd love to see Farrell just belt him. I'd love to see it. I mean, obviously that would probably give him a rest of the year suspension. Who knows what would have happened. But see, Farrell suspended for the rest of the year. I'd be all for that, too. I'm not a big fan of Farrell to begin with.
Wow, we've got the...
I just love to see something like that. I mean, even back in the day with Earl Weaver and Billy Martin and those guys who really went nuts on umpires. I mean, it never got to that. But some of those battles back in the day, you'd be surprised it didn't.
Oh, yeah, and even umpires well before those guys, obviously very colorful at times against umpires. Well, let's go to your Major League Baseball notes. First stop, Marlins and Ichiro Suzuki.
Yeah, earlier in the week, he became the oldest starting center fielder in the Major League game since 1900, 43 years old. He had his controlling center field for the Marlins. Obviously, Ichiro at this point in his career, he's more of a pinch hitter in the National League. Does occasionally play in the outfield, but you know, he's obviously going to be headed toward the Hall of Fame once his career is over. I thought that was a little interesting note that he became the oldest center fielder to start a game in 1900.
Well, we were bashing umpires just a moment ago in a kind of roundabout way, but we have one in Pittsburgh, John Tompain, who actually saved a life in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, back on early in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, he was out for a run in the afternoon, and he going over the Clemente Bridge, and he spotted a woman on the bridge, and the guy, she was right near the park itself, and he was able to get her off the bridge and get her some help, and she was planning on jumping. So the next day at PNC Park, he got a nice standing ovation from the crowd in Pittsburgh. So that was a feel-good story from around Major League Baseball this past week.
Yeah, and Kevin Cash, former Red Sox catcher, but now Rays manager down in Florida, but... what's the update on him?
It's funny, well, not funny for him, but an interesting little side note. He was out running yesterday prior to the game, went for his morning run, and tripped off the curb, and he fractured his ankle. But being the hard-nosed catcher that he was back in the day, he got himself put into a walking boot, if you will, and he was out there managing the game in the afternoon for the Rays. So there was no stopping Kevin Cash, but you just got to be careful in all walks of life when you're trying to go out for a run and all off the curb.
And also actor and one of the original Two and a Half Men, Charlie Sheen, is in the news, and Babe Ruth. So tell me about that story.
Well, he had a couple items from Babe Ruth that was kind of kept undercover that he had some memorabilia. He put them up for auction this past week. He had the 1927 World Series ring of Babe Ruth. He also had the original document of the sale of Babe Ruth from the Red Sox to the Yankees. That's currently under auction right now. I'm sure those will both bring pretty petty for collectors out there. And Sheen is a big avid sports fan, especially baseball. He does have a big collection. And, so it's not surprising. It turns out he had those things. He actually had the Bill Buckner ball for a while that went through his legs in the 86 World Series. Mm-hmm. So Charlie Sheen has a lot of ties to the Red Sox history.
Yeah, it's kind of a dark report, Andy, with you here today.
Yeah, well, that's the fact number Billy the Red Sox.
Yeah. You got Babe Ruth, the sale document, and you got the Buckner ground ball. Oh, my gosh. What else can you bring up here? Tony Conigliaro. Oh, by the way, it's the 50th anniversary of the Tony C. beaning this summer, too, as a matter of fact. That's something that was featured in Steve Krause did an article in the 01907 magazine, the Swampscott magazine. All right, let's Andy. Let me just come full circle back to the Red Sox. Final thoughts on looking ahead this week, and any other Sox notes or things that we didn't touch on regarding the Red Sox.
Well, wrapping things up for this week. I mean, currently they're heading out. They're still on the road this week for 7 games. They have 3 games in Texas to start the week off, and then they head down to Florida to wrap up before the All-Star break against the Rays, and that'll be an interesting series. And the Rays only a few games out of the wild card at this point. They're sneaking up on the Yankees, playing good ball at this point, so that'll be a lot tougher series for the Red Sox than fans would really anticipate at this point. But the Red Sox, they're on a good roll right now, and the Rays are as well, and that really wasn't expected that the Rays would be in this kind of contention at this point in the season. So Kevin Cash with his fractured ankle, he has that team playing well, so it'll be a fun week. Red Sox baseball coming up, that's for sure.
You got it. That's Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.